بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are talking about the fundamentals of Islam, and as I mentioned to you, there is nothing more fundamental than Salah. It begins with Islam itself, which is the reason why we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only one worthy of worship, and Salah is the proof of that. It is the evidence that we worship only Allah. And the way we do Salah is the evidence that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is both the things, which is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping only Allah, and doing that in the way that was taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the meaning of the kalima and the proof of the kalima, which we give by ensuring that we pray the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to pray. I mentioned to you the words of the hadith yesterday, to quote the whole hadith, which is in Bukhari and Muslim, narrated Malik bin Al-Huwayris radiyallahu anhu. We came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and stayed with him for 20 days and nights. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's work with youth. See the how fortunate, alhamdulillah, how lucky those young boys were. He said, Malik radiallahu anhu, Malik bin Al-Huwayrith radiallahu anhu, said, we came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and stayed with him for 20 days and nights. We were all young and of about the same age. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very kind and merciful. When he realized our longing for our families, he asked about our homes and the people there, and we told him. Then he asked us to go back to our families and stay with them and teach them the religion and to order them to do good things. He also mentioned some other things which I have forgotten. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then added, pray as you have seen me praying, and when it is the time for the prayer, one of you should pronounce the adhan and the oldest of you should lead the salah, should lead the prayer. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. Now see the good fortune, the good luck, and the beautiful qadar of these boys, that they were able to spend 20 days and nights in the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They stayed with him for 20 days and night. They ate the food he ate. They ate the food from, they were his guests. They ate the food from his houses. Subhanallah al-Azim. And they observed him. This is the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continuously for 20 days and nights. It is worth many lifetimes if there was such a thing. They learned what to do, what not to do. They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whatever questions they needed to ask. And then the parting advice. Now think of it like this, that if somebody has been staying with you for a long time, you know, for a number of days, you would have said many things to the person. But when that person is going, and if you want to give some nasihat, you obviously will not repeat, you know, 20 days of conversation. I mean, you can't, probably can't even do it, but I mean, even if you could, you would not do that. You would simply mention to that person one or two of the most critical things, the most important things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned only one. And as Malik radhiyallahu anhu says, maybe he said something else which he forgot. But the most important thing, he said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, pray as you have seen me pray. And then he said that when it is time for the salah, one of you should pronounce the adhan, and the oldest of you should lead the salah. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the beauty of staying with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of being in his company, of benefiting from his company. Now, alhamdulillah, we don't say that we are unfortunate that we did not get the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because who is fortunate and who is unfortunate does not depend on the company of the Nabi Alayhi Salaam, but on what we do when we have that company. Because there were also people like Ubay bin Salul who were in the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for a long time, but the result of that was that they incurred the wrath of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to such an extent that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala promised them Jahannam and refused to, and Allah promised that He would not forgive them. To the extent that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala even revealed Quran in Surah Tawbah and said to Messenger of Allah that even if you ask forgiveness for them 70 times, I will not forgive them. There were people like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab who also ended up in that place. There is a very interesting story from the Seerah, where after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had passed away, one day Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, Abu Darda al-Ansari wallahu alam, but I think it was Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. He was sitting along with some of his friends, and a young man, a youth, passed by. He stopped he greeted them, made salam to them. And he said, how fortunate were you that you were able to see Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and that you could enjoy his company, whereas I was born too late for that. I could not do that. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu called him and he said to him, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused you to be born with iman at a time which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for you. And this is the best for you. Because, he said, remember, even Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab had the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's not just a matter of saying, I wish I was in those days. The question is, what would you have done if you were in those days? Now, coming to today, what would be equivalent to being with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in today's day? In today's day and age, what is equivalent to being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to follow his sunnah. The person who is following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, is like somebody who is in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the beauty of following the sunnah. So I remind myself and you, let us remember that. Let us not forget that. And let us ensure that we make the best of the time that Allah has given us. And that's why I said, let us go and look at the fundamental of this deen. So the fundamentals of this deen are the Kalima Shahada, which is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And coming out of that, the number two of it is the importance of Salah. Because Salah is the evidence that we believe in Allah, that we believe in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as I said, the belief in Allah and the belief in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not just a theoretical belief. It is in practice, and the practice of that, the demonstration of that belief, is the Salah, which is proof that we are obeying Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and we are obeying Him in the way that He wants to be obeyed, which is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to teach us. I remind myself and you, let us ensure, let us make this niyyah to say that we will never ever miss a Fard Salah, and we will always, inshallah, pray it on time without a gap, without any doubt whatsoever, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to do that and to give us the halwa, the sweetness of salah. So we look forward to that and we enjoy it. And we endeavor to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that He loves. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.